With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and really happy now to be talking with Amesbury High School football coach Colin McQueen. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO. How are you?
Rick, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me again.
Hey, it looks like you guys haven't missed a beat since springtime.
No, some new faces out there for sure, but tried to pick up as much as we could right where we left off, yeah.
Looking good. Tell me a little bit about it, because you guys, you know, you had a great fall too, which was really a strange season for everybody, but you guys did very well. And then, you know, after what everybody went through, 16, you had 16 seniors graduate?
16 seniors out of the 24 that we had with us in the varsity.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
So when we say we got some new faces, we certainly do, you know, a handful of familiar names, but a lot of young guys who had to contribute right away. And the good news for that is we knew going in, so they were able to get plenty of reps through preseason. And for us, it was an extended preseason with the week one bye. And that helped us, you know, I think that week we certainly needed to get those guys ready. And, even still, we got some execution things we gotta clean up. But, overall, we were very, very impressed, with the effort that we got out of those guys and the grit and the toughness that they showed. And, if we get more of that, we feel this group of guys can do some pretty good things.
Colin, replacing two-thirds of your lineup, how did you do that with such a truncated schedule last year? And you know, I'm guessing you probably didn't have a freshman or JV season.
Yeah, well, we had a separate JV group last year that operated, and they had, you know, 19 kids with them. And they played a JV schedule, just operated separately. So they practiced separately, just to avoid the risk of COVID, and, you know, that whole deal. So, we had some guys that were in the program and started learning it, you know, at the sub varsity level. And then, this year it really was just a matter of getting them physically ready through the summer, in the weight room and committing in that way. And then showing up. And I got a great group of assistant coaches who have done an awesome job getting those guys ready. Understanding what it is that we do and the techniques we use, and the kids have done a great job. You know, credit to them for learning it, committing to it, and then, like I said, giving maximum effort on a Friday night in front of a packed stadium at Landry, which was awesome.
Yeah, that must have felt good. Yeah,
it was loud. It was as loud as we've heard. We haven't had a night game there since 2019, and then obviously without full capacity of fans last spring. It was rocking. They couldn't hear each other on the field. They certainly couldn't hear me, but it was a fun environment, you know?
Oh yeah, that sounds terrific. And it's great that you were able to, you know, to get those sub varsity players some experience as well. What about now your leadership? I'm reading your preseason, right up here in the Boston Globe, and it says you got, a rather, good sized kid here, leading the way. Tony D'Arcangelo. Can you tell me a little bit about his leadership and what he means to the younger guys?
Yeah, Big Tony's a great guy. You know, we knew him when he came in as a freshman, along with these other seniors, who were leaning on for leadership. And then he actually, sophomore year, he left us. He was up, with the Winnicott Warriors for a season. Got his feet wet, got on some varsity, snaps up there, and then came back to us in his junior year. We're very, very happy to have him back. And, you know, he's a kid who just loves the game. He loves working at it, loves the game of football. His size has always helped him, certainly. But he's really come a long way in terms of his leadership, along with the other two guys who are in the captain roles,
mm-hmm.
and the other seniors who are around him as well. So we've been very, very proud. I actually just had him in, I think it was yesterday after practice, we were talking about how proud we were of how far they've come in terms of leadership and where the program is right now. Cause we had, you know, you talk about that fall two season, we had a lot of unique things happen in terms of like the continuance of the expectations of our program. Like I said, 16 of the 24 kids who are with us, you know, operating with our varsity program, they were gone.
Yeah.
So a lot of our guys had to relearn it, and they even had to relearn through not necessarily having the example, because it wasn't a necessity last spring, because we had so many guys who were so used to what we do and the way we do it, the leadership didn't have to be incredibly vocal last spring.
Mm-hmm.
The things just kind of, all those moving pieces, they were just already rolling. So these guys have really had to figure out, and learn how to work with the younger guys and set expectations and explain to them, you know, how we do things around here. And we've certainly had a learning curve, but they've done a great job. And at the end of the day, we talk about it all the time. They're just incredibly likable guys, right? And if you're likable, kids are going to listen to you and they're going to say, all right, I want to play alongside that guy and I want to listen to what he tells me to do. And, I'm going to play hard next to him. And that's what we're getting right now from Tony and Drew Mack and Devin Gannon, and the rest of the senior class as well. You know, Shea Cucinati, he's been a great leader to us, as well. And we think that we just got a great group of guys, and that makes it fun to show up and work every day, you know.
Your starters, the captains you just mentioned, and including Devin and Drew, your quarterback and a running back, you know, in baseball, they always talk about strength up the middle, you know, catcher, shortstop, second base, and center field. Looks like you've got strength up the middle here in your wing tee, and does that set the tone for your offense?
Yeah, we feel that we do. Having Drew back, obviously, you know, we knew what we were going to get there, and he's a tremendous quarterback, you know, especially in our offense. But he's first and foremost just a great football player. He plays on both sides of the ball for us. Had some huge tackles filling the alley from the safety position on Friday night against some really, really good runners, you know, in that quarterback and in their running back. And if he doesn't take the kid down, he's probably going to the house, mm-hmm. you know, on a few occasions. So he helps us on both sides of the ball. He showed some tremendous toughness. Had a couple big conversions too. Kept the ball in his hands. One in particular on a third and long, running towards our sideline. Made a huge, huge play. Slipped out of a couple tackles and powered through a couple guys and picked up a big first down on what ended up being our game-winning drive. You know, so he's a great athlete, a great competitor, a multi-sport guy. And he's been awesome for us, you know. And then the other guys around him, you know, you talk about strength up the middle. I feel that we are very strong up the middle. We're very young up the middle too, mm-hmm. though. You know, defensively, we got Big Tony in the middle, and he's returning there, and that's great. But behind him, we got two sophomore, brand new middle linebackers, and those same guys are starting at guard on the offensive side. You know, so they're learning it. They're great football players, you know, and they're getting there. Will Arsenault and Aiden Donovan. But there's a learning curve there, you know, but what we've always said to them is if there's not a lapse in effort, we always have a fighting chance, and those guys are maximum effort guys.
Excellent.
The gamers, and they gave it to us on Friday night for sure.
John, what about the 12 and a quarters now with when you don't have large numbers, how does that affect the team?
Yeah. I mean, if you were there, it was a humid night on Saturday and Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were there, you would have seen how it affected us. We had guys cramping up left and right. I was worried our trainer, Miss T, was going to go down with a cramp. She was running onto the field so much.
Okay.
But she did a heck of a job, getting the guys back in the game as quickly as possible. You know, hydration, conditioning, it's key. And those 12-minute quarters, they can be a grind. And what we always try to do, though, we try and shorten the game as much as we can. And Friday night, that had a lot to do with our success. We actually took the ball after winning the toss, and the first quarter, we spent 10 minutes and 57 seconds.
Whoa.
Opening drive.
Okay.
And finished, you know, after 17 plays, finished with it at 8-0 with only a minute and 3 seconds left in the first quarter.
Wow.
And
all right.
Demoralizing to a team defensively. And it keeps us as fresh as we can be, because when we're in control of the football, we know what's going to happen when the ball snapped, and it's less of a physically exhausting play, mm-hmm. as it is to defend spread teams often. You know, you're running all over the field defensively rallying to the football. It can take a little more out of you than when we have the ball in our hands. So that was the game plan, and the kids executed that very well.
Former Gloucester coach Paul Ingram is our analyst, and he taught me a few years ago about staying on schedule with the wing tee, and that's absolutely critical, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's funny you say that. We talk to our guys about that all the time. Surprisingly enough, we were a little bit sloppy. I mean, it was a week two game, but we had a bye week. It was a week, we were a week one team with a lot of sophomores out there, and we made some mistakes. We jumped off sides a few times. And we ended up off schedule.
Yeah.
Times, but we had players that made some great plays.
Okay.
And sometimes that's what it takes, you know, and that third and long I just talked about, we were backed up in our own territory, and it's third and long, And I looked at Drew Mack and I said, hey, can you be the guy right now? Can you make the play? And he said, I'm cramping up too, coach. I said, everybody is. You can be the guy. He was like, yeah, I can. Right? And he got out there and got a couple blocks in front of him, made a few guys miss and made what I thought was a pretty miraculous play. It showed some great grit and toughness. And when you get guys who can make plays like that, you know, it puts you in spots where you can win games. And that, and he did that for us, you know, and a few other guys did that in times when, you know, certain groups you have, they don't necessarily make that play, but we feel like we got some guys who can make those plays. And once we start to execute and stay on schedule more, like you said, I think we're going to be even in a better position, hopefully.
It's great that you can have that makeup guy. I'll tell you, that's cool. What, I bet the guys slept pretty good on Friday night. How'd the coaching staff sleep?
Oh yeah. I mean, we slept pretty well, I suppose. It's always a quick turnaround. So we just try and get in bed as quick as we can. But the thing that probably kept us up was just the adrenaline.
Yeah.
I mean, we all talked about it. We got in for film the next morning, and as coaches, like, our legs were beat just from the adrenaline pump. It was one of those games where, again, it's packed stadium, play, you know, they snapped the ball in the final play with 0.7 seconds left on the clock. We played every millisecond of that game. And it was down to the wire, you know, an 8-point lead, and they're trying to tie the game and put it into overtime. With a touchdown and a two-pointer, and it was a grind. It took everything from us because they're a great team. They're very well coached. They got tough kids. They got kids who are in great shape, and they're committed to the weight room. And they're going to win a whole heck of a lot of games this year, I bet.
Which
Parsi again did a great job getting them ready, and it was a battle. You know, we knew it would be, and it was.
Well, the other saying I saw on jerseys one time at the high school was, on the football players was confident, not cocky. And I'm sure your kids are very confident. That had to build a lot of confidence, but you got a huge game coming up this week.
Oh yeah, certainly. And I think our kids, you know, that we've tried to instill a belief in our guys. And you know, with that comes that confidence you're talking about. And our kids believed really, really hard going into Friday night. We believed as a coaching staff in them. They believed in themselves and in each other, and the product was what it was, you know, and that belief can put a lot of guys through. The thing about it now is, and we talked to them about it, now it's no longer a secret. I think we snuck up on some people on Friday, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
There weren't a lot of people probably who were picking us, and rightfully so, because we are just a small Division 7 team playing up three divisions last Friday, and now we're getting a team that is another Division 7 team, you know, and will probably be another Division 7 contender. And they're a good team. They always got some great players over there, and we're going to have to be ready for it. You know, you got to make sure you can show up and not be a flash in the pan and give consistent effort and execution. If we can do that, we're going to always give ourselves a fighting chance. And that's ultimately what we want. We want to just be in it and, you know, have a shot at the end of games, you know.
All right. You got a Saturday game over at Hamilton Wenham at 1:00. Do I have that one right?
That is correct.
All right. Coach, anything else you want to mention? Because it's a great start. I can hear the enthusiasm and excitement in your voice, and it's certainly great to have people back in the stands. I know that.
Yeah, no, that's it. You know, just reiterate that. We're doing what we love with the guys that we love, and it's awesome to be out there. The fans have been outstanding, and we hope to keep this thing rolling. It's been fun so far, and I think more fun is ahead.
Excellent. Thank you, Colin. I'll check in with you soon.
Awesome. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Coach. Take care.
All right.
Yeah. Bye-bye. That is Amesbury High School football coach Colin McQueen. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.